Welcome to another episode of Truth Mafia Podcast. This is your host, Tommy Truthful from truthmafia.com. Today, we're going to be talking about the new season of Evil, season 4, episode 1, where they go to this particle accelerator. This is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. So it's season 4, episode 1, and they're at this particle accelerator. Well, a CERN portal equals 41 in Chaldean Gematria, matching God particle. Switzerland, where CERN is, and Eye of CERN is also 41. Season 4, episode 1. And you notice the main color codes in this episode is orange. Well, orange is a warning in the occult. Orange equals 33, matching cast the spell. This is in Pi. In the Pi cipher, and at turn 33 in the episode, guys, that's where the gates of hell are. Well, a third of the angels followed Lucifer, which is 33%. And where did they take this forbidden technology, like CERN, right, which is Stargate portal technology? Well, they took it to Mount Hermon on the 33rd parallel. So that 33 number is a huge number tied to the fallen angel technology, right? We also see it tied to false flag events in the Pythagorean cipher reduction. Now, they hear screams coming up from this portal at turn 33, which it just opened up after they were doing some construction there, and they concreted over it in the episode. Well, why David's looking at that and everyone else is looking at the particle accelerator, Ben gets hit with the beam in his head. And you've seen all them demons go through his mind there. There are things that exist all around us, guys, on a light spectrum that we cannot see. And they're releasing things that right now you can't see with the physical eye, but you will start to see it manifest here pretty soon with the physical eye. People think, oh, a portal is going to open in the sky. No, there's things happening all around us on the spiritual level from what they're doing at CERN. And then right here in Evil season 4, episode 1, they are at that particle accelerator and they have this mock ritual. What's crazy about this ritual that they're doing, they're saying it was a mock ritual, right? That it was all a hoax. Well, this actually happened at CERN, the particle accelerator. The people were in the same robes. They had a same victim in a white dress, a virgin, right here. It went viral. And then CERN came out and said, oh, it was all a hoax, just like in the season Evil, art imitating life. And I'm going to tell you this, guys, use your brain. How do you think people would get into CERN to be able to carry out an elaborate hoax like this? It would never happen. I believe what took place in that video was very real, and they try to cover it up. You'll see he walks up in the black robe and he stabs her. Boom. Just like in Evil. They show you the truth, what happens in Evil, and that girl, they couldn't find her. They said, well, if it's just a hoax, we should be able to find her. Well, no one could ever find her because they threw her in that hole. Now, in the movie The Matrix, there are several people who wake up from the system. They learn to read the hidden code of green letters and numbers of The Matrix. This is not just a movie. We too have this hidden code behind everything. It's called Gematria. Now, let's see if Evil has any matching gematria with CERN. In the Chaldean cipher, Evil equals 15, matching CERN. Matching alien. That's what they're releasing these entities, interdimensional, that they're working with. Awake is 15. Well, CERN had the awake experiment, remember? And then element 15 is phosphorus, which represents Lucifer, the light bearer. The atomic weight of element 15 is 30. Well, algorithm is 30. Alien hybrid is 30. And so is boosters. And through the boosters, they get that nanotechnology in you, that black goo, that graphene oxide, which allows these entities that they're working with at CERN to use the human vessel as an avatar. But check out all this stuff that exists around us.
What's behind the story of these weird-looking blue goggles? And this is a subject which has the least amount of search results on Google that I've ever seen for any other theory or conspiracy. So in the early 1900s, a guy named Walter Kilner, who you can't even find a picture of him on Google, developed a sort of dye from coal tar. So he took this collodion-coated dye-treated glass plates and put Dicenian dye, that's the thing from the coal tar, in the middle of this glass. And the story goes that with these glasses, you can see outside of the normal range of visible light. All of a sudden, your eyeballs can detect different wavelengths and frequencies of light. And it's said to have enabled the user to see people's auras. And you could see how strong or how weak someone's aura is, which is the electromagnetic field that we all emanate, at least normal humans do. But where this gets a little crazy, it's said that Walter Kilner, when he wore these glasses in public, not everyone had an aura. Not just a weak aura, but no aura at all. You remember the movie They Live? When he puts on glasses he can see the aliens in the crowd that normally without the glasses just look like normal humans? Some say this movie was actually based on the events of Dicenian glass. And then, of course, Walter's place gets raided and all of his equipment confiscated, and this gets totally buried and no one knows anything about it to this day.
So yes, there are things that exist all around us that are just out of the color spectrum, so we can't see them. But when you start to raise your vibration and frequency, you begin to have eyes to see, and you can start to see a lot more things that are going on around us that most people are unaware of. Now, in that episode, Ben, after he got hit with the particle accelerator, we've seen that all these demons went through his mind. Well, when he gets home, he starts to hear voices, and it's this entity that, you know, describes itself to Ben as this djinn. So the djinns are kind of like demons in the Islamic religion. And Ben does this test where he can't see the entity, but he reaches out and touches it, and it's there. So, you know, again, things existing all around us that we can't see. CERN is releasing these type of entities. And the more the veil begins to thin, the more we're going to see these entities manifest themselves here in the physical. And that's the entity. Now, in that episode, the Boston Dynamic robot dogs start attacking people. At first, they think they're attacking just melanated people, black people, but then they find out it's just Christians. So that's season 4, episode 1 of Evil. I highly recommend checking it out. And if you would like to get your own personal decode, how I decoded the series, we do that all via email. You can get a personal decode by me, Tommy Truthful. That link is in the bio on Instagram and in the description on all other platforms. Only for a limited time, you'll get the reading within a few days of your booking date because we have some openings right now. Usually it's 10 to 14 days from the day of your booking date. So I love y'all. Hit that like button, share this video, and book you a decode. Truthful, out.